Hi, this is a dictation for patient Terrence Hayes, TarancheHalles. Date of service is 8/25/2025. Date of birth is 9/27/89. Date of accident 5/28/2025. The patient was a resident driver, was rear-ended, leading to various symptoms which are pain in the neck and mid-back and lower back to the tune of 8 to 10. The patient has mild headaches varying from 4 to 8. Initially, he didn't even respond to them or complain about them. The patient reports 40% improvement in the symptoms from the treatment that has been afforded. Currently, his pain level is from 8 to 10, ADLs are 10. And please review the record for the ADL or system review. And patients do report anxiety, depression. No headaches are reported. Additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure 143 over 92, pulse 84, pulse oxygen 100. Rest of the exam will remain the same from previous visit of 8/14/2025, dictation number 0904-040. Please use only musculoskeletal and general review, that's all is needed. Plan is to diagnose, the plan is to provide the medication, which is continuing from the previous visit, including Mobic, Flexeril, Protonix, Elovil, Lunesta, Lidopro ointment, as well as patient is provided with a prescription for Narco 7.5325, one pill a day for 15 days. That'll be the for pain relief. Patient is otherwise stable. His MRIs are now available that were ordered on the last visit, and they are as follows. In the lumbar spine, patient has a bulging disc of 2 mm at L3-4 with facet joint hypertrophy, L4-5 with a posterior disc herniation and indentation of the thecal side, L5-S1 posterior disc bulge with neural compression, indentation of the thecal sac. Cervical spine has the following findings. T5-6 and C6-7 have a posterior disc herniation, intending C6 and C7 are roots, and foramen stenosis bilaterally. The patient has been advised to have a epidural injection to the lumbar, time 4, and to the cervical, time 2, to relieve the pain and healing. Thank you. All the other options, spinal cord stimulation and surgical consult, is also discussed with the patient at length. Patient do not have any motor weakness or any radiculopathy, and hence it appears that the shots can help him much more better than any other alternatives. Thank you.